Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia podcast that nobody asked for. I'm glad to join you as we crank through season 8. We'll go through our favorite moments, pick our quote, favorite character of the episode, and we got a brand new wackiness scale that we will go towards the end. Co-host for season 8, Arisha.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Episode 2, The Gang Recycles Their Trash.
What a great title.
Great title, great episode.
Uh-huh.
Self-referential.
So much so.
Meta.
Very meta.
However you want to say it. They're like parroting themselves. They're parroting a clip show idea that sitcoms always did.
So I watched this episode, and then looking it up online, there seems to be a pretty split consensus. Well, that's kind of contradictory.
Yeah.
Split viewpoint, where, like, half of the people are like, fuck this. It's all old material. I thought I was watching a rerun. And then the other half are like, I love it. The show is so great. Everything, they're so funny. So where do you fall in that?
Oh, I think this is great. I think this is one of the best episodes of the season that they
This shit.
This is hilarious.
Okay. All right. All right.
Because it's a tweak, you know?
No, probably, yeah.
And I wrote down, they call out the whole show in that first scene. They're like,
yeah, truly.
We never get anything done. All we do is try these stupid zany ideas. Nothing ever works. So we just fight and blah, blah, blah. And so they mention it. They say that.
Yeah. That's fair. I agree.
I love it. What about you?
I mean, I do. It was... I loved it, but I don't and didn't want it to become something they did often.
Sure.
And I feel like it became more common that they would, like, do meta-type things where they'd, like, throw back. But this episode was so funny. I laughed a lot out loud. And any show where I laugh after having already seen it and knowing what's happening, I feel like is quality show.
That is true. Now, sometimes I write these notes. They're a little insane. All I wrote was, Charlie loses his mind?
Yeah.
What happens at the beginning?
Well, they're walking down an alley and there's trash everywhere.
Yes.
And then they walk into Patty's and there's just trash bags everywhere. And I think they're like, what's going on, Charlie? And the trash can't be collected.
Yeah.
And normally where he throws it, because Charlie, of course, doesn't get rid of trash like a normal person.
Right. He burns it.
Right. As one should do. Sometimes I'm like, is that a bad idea? Because... If it burns, it just goes away, right?
Like chemicals and stuff. I don't think we should be doing it, but maybe that'll jar my memory. But yeah, the gang comes in. They literally like say all these plots that they've already done. They have actual lines from former episodes.
Oh yeah,
that they
just yeah.
Say during it.
Somebody probably did one of those like generators where you put in a bunch of scripts.
Yeah.
And you have a bot create a new script, and the new script is what we got to see in this episode.
Because it got me for a second because I was like, God. Am I gonna vote for the Republican blasting me in the ass or the Democrat blasting the ass? The whole thing's just one big ass blast.
Yeah, they're not wrong. That's pretty accurate.
I do love, and I mean, word for word, that is from a former episode. But I was like, still funny.
Yeah.
So
they love talking about blasting assholes. That's for sure.
They go out. They're gonna take the trash.
Right. So there's a trash crisis. The trash collectors have. They're on strike.
Yeah.
So that's the problem that's presented.
So they're going to be scabs.
Yeah.
And pick up trash.
Yeah, of course.
So eventually they tweak the idea so that they get a limousine.
Right. Well, because they've done it this before, right? They've rented a van. They've driven around. They're like,
they sold gasoline. Right. Which we'll get to later.
God, I love that episode. Was so funny.
That's a brilliant one. So they get this limo trash. It's not working out.
Mac driving on, he's on the back of the limo.
Yes.
And they get to where they're going and he's got all these bugs in his teeth, which is just so ridiculous. It's just the absurdity of it. I was laughing a lot.
I wrote that down too. Mac has bugs in his teeth. But let's go back one second to Dee and Frank.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he needed a
they're
whore.
Recycling the politics angle.
Sure.
Where,
gotta seduce somebody, bribe them.
Dee's gonna seduce somebody. So she gets a yellow dress. What do you think about that yellow dress?
I think it's a yellow suit, right?
Yellow suit.
It's
yes,
a suit that she had in that episode when they were coaching basketball.
Correct. She has worn this
She
before.
Loves like a bird.
Literally,
like a very
like
thin big bird. She's yeah.
She's just leaning right into it.
Yep.
Ugh.
I love that at one point when they're like meeting, it's the guy that Frank tried to seduce before and he was gay. And so,
yes.
But before he even comes in, he like somehow like rips off her sleeve. And then, of course, by the end of the scene, Frank's shirt is completely off.
They get in a tussle. Frank
yes,
and Dee in a physical fight. Okay? They rip each other's clothes off. And then Frank is like, you like what you see? To the guy.
It's just one of those things where you're like, I wish this would happen in real life. Because Lord knows we need more laughter.
It is a boring day today. Right. So, yes. Okay. So, back to the guys. Mac has bugs in his teeth. Mac also is just brandishing a knife around. He's got a knife unexpectedly. And they're like, why do you have a knife, Mac?
Yeah, so, why did we ever find out why he had that? I guess...
He's the security
that's right,
guy at,
right.
at Patty's. He's
well, he's
be
the brawn, right?
For anything.
Yeah. Because you have the brains, the looks. Charlie's a wild card. And they're like, we don't need a wild card.
Right. They
don't need
the
a wild
card idea, which I do think that's funny, too, because that was a big episode in the previous seasons.
Yep.
Right?
Wild card bitches.
I do really like, because when the gang really puts their heads together,
yeah,
sometimes they can do things. And the guys make this song.
Oh, yeah. When they
sing to people at their doorstep.
Well, they're showing up at a doorstep. They're in a limo and they're tuxedos.
Yes.
Which is a throwback, I think, to another episode when they had tuxedos. I can't remember, but
I don't know.
And then they just start singing like a barbershop. I guess it'd be a trio. It's just three of them. And it's like, what the fuck? Can you imagine opening your door to that?
Well, the woman is confused and then relieved because she's like, you're going to take my trash. This is great. And like stops the song. But I mean, for the guys to sit there and rehearse and to create a song, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Maybe they should become songwriters.
They could if they put their time into anything, though.
They tried that. It didn't go well.
So they go to the a strip club.
Frank and Dee.
Frank, Dee, and this
guy.
What is he?
Is he a lawyer? No.
No, he's like an owner of stuff. And
okay,
apparently he's gotten into politics
him.
if they're on that go around. So they do that, and another callback, they go back to this breakdown of gays.
Yeah. Huge callback.
Dee just launches into it. Something about a twink.
I genuinely, the words that she was saying, I was like, I don't know what these words are. I've never heard of them before.
It gets a little, but then they pan back to the guy who usually, that person
is gone by then.
When they fucking do this. But he's there, and it's revealed to us that it's because Frank has a gun.
Which, he's had a gun since I feel like the second episode he was ever in, he got a gun.
I just love that.
Yeah.
You're holding a gun at me.
Yeah. Classic. Classic.
So, back to the guys. They hate this idea. They're trash men. They hate
the whole thing they were trying to avoid.
And
they're dirty as fuck. They've got, like, bird shit on them, which is kind of like, how does that happen?
Well, you're outside all day.
Not recently, but I've been outside all day and not had one single piece of bird poop on me. So I don't know what's going on there.
Fair. So they figure out by some mind meld groupthink situation that they all want to sell gas again.
Boys are back in town.
I've been thinking about that this whole time. Yeah, and then they're like, the boys are back in town, baby. Which is another callback. That song has been used several times.
They love that song.
Mac is so excited he goes in for the kiss to Dennis.
That's right. He's always trying to kiss him.
Oh, beautiful. So they're like, let's just do that. Let's throw this trash somewhere. They run into one of the union strikes that are going on.
So Frank goes to this is before they meet, because Frank's there with, he's like, whoever is talking to the union is like, blah, blah, blah. And then Frank yells something from behind and then appears.
Right.
And then Martina Martinez, which I guess I haven't seen an episode with her in a long time. Holy fuck, she is so offensive. Oh my God. I didn't realize she, like, does brown face.
Tina Martinez.
But just her face. Like, her hands and arms and legs are not.
They're poorly done. It's
but she got fake nails done for it. Did you notice that?
Everyone there is very confused.
As they should be. As they should be.
She said something about, like, why aren't white people, like, serving us grape sodas?
And, grape and, like, orange soda. And she's Gina like, you're Martinez. Maids and, yeah. And Frank, so, like, Frank gets started and then she gets him riled up.
Right.
And then she's like, see, look, those rich people over there dumping trash. And it's the guys in the limo.
The guys don't realize that they're the fire. And comedy ensues. Oh, Twink Versatile. That was the line.
Twink Versatile?
That was the gay.
All I
remember
is yesterday.
Well, because later on, yesterday.
That's the only one I remember.
That was another one. But they go, so it was Twink Versatile, and she says it to Dennis. That's why I wrote it down, I think, because she's like, yeah, he was a Twink Versatile. And Dennis is like, ooh, Twink Versatile.
He would know it.
I mean, they know a lot about gays even before Mac comes out here.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to know a gay to know about gays.
I only put they ditched Charlie. Why did I put that?
Because he was wildcarding them. That was towards the end. They're all, like, all in the van, right?
Yes, they're all in the van. They think they got to figure it out.
So what's their new plan now? Because they have a new plan.
It's gas.
Was it gas?
Yeah, they go back to the gas idea.
What happened to the... They were, like, going to get a rug guy. Because this is when... Because Frank and Dee are on board now.
Right.
Okay, we're going back to the old gas plan. And then Frank's like, why didn't you guys do my plan? And they're like, fuck you. Or something about the gas council.
Well, what happens to the van, though? So Charlie is like, wild card bitches, jumps out, and they're just like,
yeah,
of course, we weren't going to do that. What an idiot or whatever. But something else happens that stops them, and then when they all get out of the van and they're like, well, blah, 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 then they're like, want to do the rug idea? And Matt goes, it's been the rug idea the whole time.
Wait. No. They do continue to do the trash thing, because at the very end, they're doing the trash and they see the garbage guys.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I think that's what they're doing.
So that's right. So they're like, we're going back to the gas thing. Because Frank's like, why'd you abandon my plan? They're like, we're going back to the gas. It doesn't work. But then they're like, wait, we actually could make this work.
Yes.
We know what we need to do. We know what we don't need to do. Let's go through with it. There's some mention of a rug guy, which I don't remember why.
Right.
But Frank, of course, has one.
They just wanted another plan to move on to.
I mean, it's not bad having multiple plans. But then they're, like, driving, and of course they're, like, they, like, fake out Charlie with, like, oh, no, the brakes are cut. And then he jumps out. And I love how they, like, and then they, like, close the door, like, oh, phew.
Yes. They fake like, out
right,
Charlie.
All right, good.
Good move there. So, wackiness scale for this one. I think it's a 4 on this. This is pretty wacky.
Wait. Oh, it's 4 out of 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. No, I'll give it a 4. Yeah. I'll give it a strong 4.
Winner of the episode.
Ooh. Now, do you keep it between the gang? Or can it be
anyone? No. It's anybody. It's anything. A cat won an episode.
What episode did a cat win?
The one that... The cat that couldn't die. Agent Jack Bauer.
Oh, shit. Okay. It's hard because when the three guys are together, it's usually like they're a collective.
Exactly. They don't separate themselves out a little bit. Is it D for Tina Martinez? It's got the yellow suit on. D has the big breaks down the gaze, the twink versatile stuff.
Right. I guess we could give it to her.
She shines in this episode more than the others.
That's fair.
Because it's not going to be Frank. Not much Frank stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
All right.
Okay.
And quote on this one, too, is a little light. We could use Tina Martinez's quotes if we want to canonize that.
When she's like, when was the last time a white lady picked up after you when you threw your orange soda and your grape sodas on the ground? That's so ridiculous.
Christ. And she does lose the audience with
Yeah, I wonder why. She's like, why is it that my Latino and my proud African brother has got to be doing all the work while these cracker-ass bitches do the negotiating?
That might be
cracker-ass bitches. I want to call people that.
That might be a little better. Yeah, I didn't write down any quotes, oddly enough.
Yeah, she also yells rape. Do you remember that? When, like, the guy is grabbing the mic. She's like, this white guy's got his hands all over my brown body, and she's not brown. All right, you're right. She should get it.
I think she's a beautiful brown body, too.
she did! Beautiful right. brown body.
That's good. Tina Martinez gets the quote.
All right.
D gets the win.
Fair enough.
So gang recycles their trash. Fun one. Anything else in your notes before we schloop out of here?
No, this was really, it was good. It was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was a good one. Next one is it's the Maureen Ponderosa wedding.
Maureen, massacre.
So that one will have a special guest.
Yes.
So we'll check you on that one, folks.
All right. See you guys.